Hello once again, everyone. This is Jim from Skype of Cthulhu. This is, of course, Skype of Cthulhu number 99, which means our very next episode will be number 100. If you have not done so yet, please, 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 please go to the website cthulhu.me. Find the link just under the logo and take the 100th episode survey for a chance to win one of two Skype of Cthulhu t-shirts from our Cafe Press store. And the chance to have your voice heard. Just some fun stuff. Favorite character, favorite campaign, favorite scenario. As part of our 100th episode, in addition to our regular game, those of us who are available will be talking about the answers, our own answers, maybe reminiscing about all the good times that we've had and the good times to come. So, please be a part. Send us some feedback if you would like as well that we can use on the show. That would be awesome. You can send that to me, Jim, at Cthulhu.me. If you forget that, you can just click the Contact Us button on the website. And now, Skype of Cthulhu number 99. Skype of Cthulhu presents the Call of Cthulhu scenario, Big Sky Country, by Jim Phillips. Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the benefit of the listeners, we are playing a Western scenario. I'll kind of go through the introduction here in a second. But why don't you guys introduce your characters, if you will, starting with Gary?
Well, I'm Sheriff Jack Marsden. I'm sheriff of the town. I've been sheriff for a few years now. He's a fairly stern person, but he has a fairly young family, a wife and two kids, and he's very well dedicated to the town.
Okay, and we are using the trait rules from Gaslight. So what trait did you roll up?
I rolled up sterner stuff. So simple things do not affect me to the same point as others.
Hmm. Cool. Dan?
I'll be playing Merrick Wilson. He is a local hunter and sometimes... tracker, even has the skills of being able to be a competent bounty hunter if it happens to be necessary, but that doesn't happen very often. He also brews the beer for the town, so he's pretty popular there.
And your trait?
He rolled up good cook.
All right.
Which works nicely with the brewing.
Going to get a real meal, finally.
And Shannon?
I'm playing Curly Mosley, who is very short with a size of 6, to give you an idea. His trait is obsessed with his looks, so he wears a wig to give himself better hair, and he dresses up like a dandy. He is actually pretty good with a gun. In fact, when he first came into a town, he got challenged a lot for being short until he killed a few people. Now he only gets, you know, picked on half the time. So, he's basically, you know, got some jack of all trade skills, and he's, you know, good at listening and whatnot. But he's basically he basically has skill sets that just don't fit the current market as far as he's concerned. But we'll see how that plays out.
Hopefully, the sheriff doesn't find a reason to run him out of
town. Deputize Curly. What are you talking about? He's only like size 6. He's harmless.
Okay, so a little background. I believe you all kind of read through this, but just again for the benefit of our listeners. We are in the mining town of Bannock, Montana, which, if you don't know where that is, it is a actual place. It's a ghost town these days. You know, it's a park, but it's in kind of the southwestern corner of Montana. The city was founded in 1862, and we find ourselves, as the scenario starts, it's the summer of 1869. Bannock was a pretty large town, around 10,000 people at its largest. It was actually the capital of the Montana Territory for a while. It is, however, fairly remote, because it is kind of up in the mountains, along a nice valley. There's a little river, very lush, very beautiful area. But there's only one road that comes into town. It's a fairly long trip to get to the next town over, if you will, which is where the actual train is. So the train doesn't come through Bannock. And it's kind of a dangerous road, actually, because there's regular stage deliveries of the gold and silver and various other ores that are mined around Bannock. They're kind of brought into Bannock, loaded together, and then taken down to the train. And those, if you will, those stage trains of ore are good targets for the bad guys. The sheriff, however, usually doesn't have to deal with that. He has to just kind of see that it gets far enough out of town, then it becomes the marshal's problem to deal with. So every once in a while, the sheriff's had to, round up a posse and go chase after someone who's gone after one of the stage trains and that sort of thing. But in general, that's not really the sheriff's problem to deal with. As long as they get out of town okay, it's the marshal's problem from there, and just kind of sits back and say, "Well, yeah, sorry, not my problem."
That's why it lives so long.
Yeah,
exactly.
There are a number of, as I said, there's a number of mines in the area, some big, some small. There is a tribe of Shoshone Indians living in the area. This summer they are camped about a half hour, maybe an hour's ride out of town down the river. In general, the two populations get along fairly well. There's a few little hiccups here and there, but for the most part, they're still kind of dealing with each other fairly well. And I believe that should pretty much cover it. So as I said, we find ourselves in the summer of 1869. It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday morning, actually, late morning. So the church-going population has kind of come back from church, and being Sunday, this is the day off for most people. So the town is, kind of quiet, not too busy, but the sheriff is in his sheriff's office, filling out some paperwork or, kicking out the having just kicked out the drunks who were locked up from the night before, that sort of thing. Curly is probably sleeping one off, or
probably. It's not a lot to do in this town,
Well, it's there's plenty of drinking, plenty of gambling, plenty of whoring to be had. It's
tough work for a short man, though. I'm sure you're gonna ridicule poor Curly as much as you can, and that's why I made him the way he is.
And Mr. Wilson is probably working on brewing some, on his catching up his brewing for the next week, I would imagine.
Yep.
So we'll start in the sheriff's office with Sheriff Marsden.
Yes.
So having just finished, kind of kicked everyone, there's a couple drunks got a little rowdy last night. You locked him up, had him sleep it off in the cells.
Came in the morning. One of them to throw me in the scene, or you want to keep me out of this?
No, we'll keep you drunk. Out of that. Yeah, we'll keep you out of that.
Okay.
We'll keep you out.
Sounds dangerous. Good luck, Gary.
Well, the first thing in the morning, I'll basically bring in a cold bucket of water and throw it over the regular drunks in the cells.
Yeah, you're familiar with most of them. That's not, yeah, you again, yeah, every week. Come on, guys, really? So shortly after you kind of finish getting rid of all those people.
Yep.
A gentleman walks in who you recognize as being a Mr. James Monroe. He's a about your age, late 30s, early 40s, kind of. Stocky, well-built. He's well-dressed, not overly well-dressed. You know, he's not like Mr. Mosley well-dressed, but...
Woohoo!
You know, but it's a slightly cleaner, nicer cut of clothes. And you know Mr. Mosley, or Mr. Monroe is the foreman of the Big Peak Mine, which is a gold mine about an hour and a half, 2 hours ride out of town, kind of past the Indian village up the river. And it is it's actually the largest mine in the area.
Okay. Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Mosley?
Ah, Sheriff Marsden. Well, I just had a little thing I wanted to talk to you about, if you have a moment. Looks like you got the morning drunks rousted out.
Indeed. Yep, they're all freshly gone.
Oh, no one causing you too much trouble, I hope, Sheriff. None of my boys are here, are they? Anything I need to deal with, or...
Sorry, none of your boys. I haven't seen any of your boys for a few days lately. Been pretty quiet lately, I have to say.
Well, that's good. That's good. Glad to hear it. Well, listen, I'm just stopping by as sort of a professional courtesy, if you will. You see, we're bringing in a load of Chinese to work the mine. Should be here in a day or two, I think. They'll be coming through town, come up to the mine. Now we got housing for them. We got a little village up there. We're not gonna. You know, let them out too much. I don't think, you know, we're gonna try to keep them under control, not let them into town and cause you a big ruckus. But just want to let you know they'll be coming through and that they'll be around.
Thank you for the courtesy. As long as they won't cause too much of a problem, I can't see any issues.
Well, like I say, we'll try to keep them under control for you. But you know, they are Chinese. You know, it's a sneaky little bastard. So, we'll. Yeah, I think we got it set up pretty well. But so when the stage rolls through with all the Chinese on it, you know, it's just to be aware.
Not a problem. I'll make sure to keep an eye out for the stage and just make sure that the. Jim, do I have any deputies or is it just me?
It is. we'll say it's just you.
Okay.
And you are known to, but you know, you have a group of people that, you know, you call on regularly and deputize whenever you need additional assistance, like Mr. Wilson. Yep. And Mr. Mosley.
Yep. Yep. And likewise, if you need any help, just give us a call out.
Much obliged, sir. Much obliged. Would you make an idea roll, Sheriff Marsden?
I can make an idea roll. Hopefully I can. Okay. 48. That should easily make my idea. Idea 60, yes.
Okay. As this conversation is going on, just kind of in the back of your mind, it just kind of occurs to you that it seems a little odd because you know that the Big Peak Mine is the largest mine in the area. It employs a lot of people. Why would they need a bunch of extra Chinese, you know, to work the mine? You know, it's... The first thing that kind of jumps to your mind is that, well, you know, they're bringing in Chinese because they're going to be cheaper labor, which means that there is probably going to be a lot of the previous miners who are going to be suddenly out of a job who might not be too happy about the situation.
Yep. So just as a side question, how about the current miners? Are we going to see many in the way of layoffs or issues or... people coming back here who may no longer have jobs? Are we going to find a lot of people, say, unemployed and drinking a lot more?
Well, I certainly don't anticipate such, Sheriff, but, you know, just the presence of having some Chinese around, you know, that some of the boys might get set off a little bit. I suppose it's possible.
I was just thinking, I mean, you're bringing a whole heap more stuff, and are you opening more mines, or...
Oh, yeah, we got a new seam that's just opening up, and... looks to be a big one, so we're just bringing in some extra workers for that.
Ah, okay. A new scene.
You can make a psychology roll if you want to.
I will. 63. my psychology 60, failed.
Okay, never mind then.
And new scene. Well, hopefully maybe there might be some employment there for some more people down here as well.
Well, it's certainly possible. It's certainly possible. You know, we'll have to see how this thing plays out. But like I say, it looks to be a good one. So, well, you have a good day, Sheriff. I'll be on my way now.
You too.
Just as he turns to leave, you can hear from outside, from out in the street, some raised voices. There's some shouting. There's like a commotion going on. And then you hear a gunshot. And Mr. Wilson and Mr. Mosley, from wherever along the main street that you guys are, you hear that as well.
I will grab my gun, grab my pistol and my head straight out, and my jacket and my hat, and head straight out of the office. And say, well, excuse me, sir. I think that's my name being called.
Well, good luck with the. Well, this looks like an interesting situation, Sheriff. I do not envy you your job. Good day, sir. Mr. Wilson and Mr. Mosley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
From wherever it is that you're brewing and from wherever it is that you're sleeping, you both hear a commotion and a gunshot as well.
Oh, check it out. I always have my guns with me. Big surprise.
Really? On a Sunday morning? Yeah. This is going to pot. So make sure everything's not going to blow up while I'm gone, and then go find out what it is that's happening.
Okay. So as the three of you from your various places kind of converge onto Main Street, you can see that the street itself is completely cleared. There's a number of people who have, you know, basically everyone out who's nearby has come to, you know, watch whatever is going on. Ooh, there's a show, right? So they're, you know, so the sidewalks are just lined up with people, you know, men, women, children, so forth. Out in the middle of the street, you see two people. One of them is a white man who all three of you recognize as one of the local miners. You don't recognize him to know him by name necessarily, but you know, you recognize him. You've seen him around. He looks a little haggard, a little worn. You know, like maybe he had kind of a rough night. Across the, also with him, not next to him, but kind of lined up down from him, is an Indian who the three of you recognize as well. He's from the local Shoshone tribe. He's known generally around as Never. That's just kind of what people call him. He has some, you know, real Indian name, but it kind of translates strange, and you just call him Never. Never is one of the, Sheriff Marsden especially knows him as one of the town drunks. He's an inveterate gambler. You know, any money he gets, he just loses it immediately. You know, he's constantly drinking. And so Never is holding a gun on the miner who sees Sheriff Marsden come out of the sheriff's office. And you can kind of see from the way they're lined up, it looks like the miner was, you know, running into town, probably to the sheriff's office, and Never caught up with him, fired a shot, missed him, and that's kind of, you know, what brought everyone out. And so the miner sees Sheriff Marsden rush out and says, Sheriff, I didn't do nothing. You keep that damn Indian away from me now. I didn't do nothing.
Okay, what is going on here? Can you put down the gun?
And you can see that Never is he looks like he's probably, if he's not hungover, he may well still be drunk. He's, you know, unsteady on his feet. The gun is kind of wavering all over the place. He took her. I saw he took her. Give her back.
Well, I'll have my hand on my gun and go, first of all, Never, put down your gun.
He kind of looks at you and he looks back at the miner and said, but no, he took her. I saw he took her, Sheriff. You got to get her back. He kind of breaks down and he starts crying. He's obviously very distressed.
Okay, I'll wander over to Never and Can I get close enough to take the gun off him?
You are welcome to attempt to persuade or intimidate him.
I will go for persuade.
The sheriff with the soft touch.
Yes.
We're impressed.
I have a 60 persuade. 48 success.
Okay.
I succeeded.
And how are you persuading him?
Never. You know me. You've known me. I've been sheriff here for years. I will work out what's going on. If somebody's taken somebody, I will come get to the bottom of this. Now, put down the gun. It is my duty, the Lord's duty, to come to the bottom of this.
But he took her, though, Sheriff. He took her. She's gone. He falls to his knees, kind of crying. And, the gun kind of falls out of his hand next to him.
Okay, I'll pick up the gun quickly.
The miner who he was threatening breaks out and starts running the other way.
Okay, you stop where you are.
Mr. Wilson and Mr. Mosley, you two might have a chance to tackle him if you would like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll help. I'll go for the kneecap since I'm short.
What is your guys' dex, Mr. Wilson?
10.
And Mr. Mosley?
15.
Okay. Mr. Mosley, you can make a... you're able to get to him, and you can try a grapple roll if you want to...
Okay. I made it. You know.
Okay. You tackle him to the ground. Get off of me, man! Get off of me, little man!
Ow, would you call me? I twist his ear. You stay there. Don't hurt you.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you just let the sheriff talk about that. He's a persuasive man.
So he is.
Okay. Now, what is going on? Okay, never. What? Who's taken who? Who's missing?
My niece. She was going for water, and she screamed, and then she was gone, and I saw him. And he took her. He had to have taken her. There was no one else.
Okay, she was going for water where?
Down to the river.
Okay, and the miner was the only one here. At the place.
Yeah, I was coming back and I saw her and then I didn't see her and she screamed and then I ran and he was there.
Okay.
And the miner looks up from where Mr. Mosley has him by the ears, presumably with Mr. Wilson looming over as well. He looks like, I didn't take no one. I didn't take no one. I didn't see nothing. This engine's crazy.
What were you doing down by the river?
Sorry, which of them are you?
To the miner.
Okay.
To the miner.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Just needed to make sure of that. I was walking back up to the mine. You know, I spent the night in town and broke out this morning and was headed back up to the mine.
Okay.
I give the sheriff kind of a look and a nod like he should trust the white man over the Indian.
First of all, this is... One of what's his name's men is the guy still around? The mine owner,
The foreman, Mr. Monroe.
The foreman, yep.
No, he is not.
Okay. Well, okay. I want you to head back to the mine straight away and report to Mr. Monroe.
Well, I would if this little punk would let me up.
Hey, you watch your mouth. I'm gonna have to hurt you, and I gradually let him go. Enjoying another slight twist of the ear before I back off and kind of watch him with my hand near my gun.
Mr. Mosley and Mr. Wilson, I may need your help. Seems we have a missing girl.
You bet.
What's the reward?
The satisfaction of finding a girl that's missing.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You get paid, but... we'll have to talk about this in private. I whisper, I don't want to make you look bad in front of the locals.
The sheriff has a slush fund from which he pays a usual rate for assistance.
The usual, the usual pay, the usual daily pay.
A nickel a day or something like that.
Nickel? Well, that sounds really good to me. All right. Help me with my saving up for some new dandy outfit.
Okay, let's. I think we need to head down. Neva, can you show us where she disappeared? Where you last heard her?
He looks at the miner walking off and looks up at you. So you're just going to let him go?
He's going to head back to the mine. We know who he works for, so we'll keep an eye on him. We are going to track down where your niece. Okay.
Okay, if you say so, Sheriff. I trust you.
I trust him too.
Yes, we could use a tracker here.
I have a little bit of tracking skill, but you guys know I'm full of it. I suck at it. I've used that line before, so you guys know I'm full of it.
I imagine Mr. Wilson should be pretty good at it.
Yeah, I'm decent.
Cool. Okay, well, you never, you show us where your niece disappeared, where you last heard her.
Okay, it's up by the village. He kind of waves upriver to the, you know, towards where the Indian village is.
Okay, well. Sooner we go to get up there, the sooner we find her.
Okay.
He obviously didn't have the girl in his pocket, so she's up there somewhere.
Never know.
Are you guys going to walk or are you going to ride?
I think we want to ride, get there quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to be as quick as possible to make sure the tracks are as fresh as we can get them.
Okay. So it takes you guys, you know, a few minutes to get your horses out of the stables and saddle them up and... getting ever, you know, up with you. So you guys ride off. So it's a lovely morning. The sun is out. The birds are singing. Never guides you up the river towards kind of a clearing next to the river. You can see, you know, about 10 minutes walk away up on, there's not really a hill or a mountain, but just kind of a rise where the Shoshone village is. And there's kind of a path that leads down to this clearing, to the river. And you guys kind of come into the clearing, and it's pretty obvious that, you know, this is where people from the village would walk down the path to the clearing to get water from the river, you know, fish, do whatever. And he says, she was here. I was back in those woods there, walking up, and I saw her through the trees, and then I didn't see her, and I heard her scream.
Okay, well, let's keep our eyes peeled. Keep an ear out in case you hear anything, and let's see if we can find what direction she went off in or was taken in.
Well, the first thing you see as you're kind of looking around is that kind of near the middle of the clearing, so not down at the edge of the river, not far away from it either, but just kind of in the middle area there, is a large water skin that looks like somebody dropped it there. And it appears to be empty because it's, you know, flat.
Okay. So she was on her way down to the water when this happened.
That would be a reasonable interpretation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So start looking around, trying to find any tracks over near the water skin as a start.
Okay.
I'll stay back, letting him do his tracking thing. I'll pull out some field glasses and basically just look towards the forests and that sort of stuff, the tree lines.
Okay.
Trying to see what I can see.
Mr. Wilson, would you make a track roll, please?
Okay. Nope.
Well, it is kind of, you know, there's a lot of people who kind of come and go through here, so it's...
Can I make my crappy track roll to see if I find something?
You are more than welcome to.
Make them look bad. Nah, not even close. I only have like 3 points over the default. So it's 13.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got like a 34, so it's... he's got some experience at it, but it's not his main thing. I'm just not...
Nothing here.
Making out.
I can every little bit.
Yeah, I take out the girl's prints leading up to here. Wait, no, those are yours, aren't they? Crap. It's a little feet to get all mixed up. Let's see.
You watch yourself there. It doesn't take much to set me off.
Come on.
Remember what happened to Jimbo?
How easily would this have been seen from the village or from other places? Could anybody else have seen her?
You would have had to have been pretty close to, And it's not impossible that someone else might have seen, but you would have had to have been actively in the area, kind of watching this area to see anything happening here. Would all three of you make a spot hidden roll, please?
Ah, that's a better roll for me.
20.
Yes.
That's a really good success on my spot hidden.
Yes.
Okay. Very near the water skin, you find just a few, two, three, four, just a few tiny drops of fresh blood. Not like a big puddle, just a few little drops. Obviously fresh. It hasn't completely dried yet. So not more than a few hours old.
Okay. Well, this is a good clue to try and find elsewhere. So spread out a bit, see if he can spot any more drops. That'll give us a direction.
I knew that.
So we can start looking. So look.
Yeah, okay. We'll look for, see if we can find any more blood.
Okay. You are all welcome to make another spot hidden roll. All
right. Yes.
17.
Yep.
And you are all being very attentive and searching, very carefully, and you do not find any. Never speaking. Did you find anything, Sheriff? What? See, she was taken. It had to have been that miner. He came along just a few minutes later.
Where did you see the miner?
He points back in the woods towards the way that you guys came. He was that way. He was coming up from the city.
Coming up from the city.
From the town.
From the town.
Yeah.
And she wasn't with him when you saw him?
Well, no.
Then it's a good chance that he didn't take her, but somebody else did.
But
I'm nodding behind the sheriff.
But he was the only one around.
It's a fairly secluded area. You're not going to see much happen here.
I look up at the sheriff and then back at the Never, and I nod like the sheriff is right.
Well, if he didn't take her, then who did? She's gone.
Wilson, do you think you could possibly just check the tree line, see if you can find any tracks along there, just in case they've picked her up and maybe they had a horse
there's,
or something?
There's
got to
be a
line?
Track somewhere around here, unless she was, it's not like she flew away, so there's got to be a track somewhere in here. Look over by the water line, too. Maybe it was somebody from a boat or something. It was somebody on a raft.
As you guys are saying this, you can see a number of people from the Shoshone village coming down the path.
Well, that doesn't look good.
You can hear them speaking loudly amongst themselves in Shoshone and periodically calling out what sounds like a name.
Do we know? Do we hear the name, or we can't make it out?
Yeah, you can't make it out. Okay. Not unless you happen to speak Shoshone.
Oh, yeah, I wrote that in there. Okay. What are the odds? Wow. I'm brilliant. No, I don't have it.
Never kind of looks up.
Yeah,
he calls out something in the same language, and they look up. They hear him. They run up. They run up, and they kind of look around. And one of the men kind of gets down. And he's looking in. He's kind of looking in the dirt, seeing what's going on. And an older woman kind of runs up. Sheriff, what are you doing here?
Seems that Never's niece has been taken, has gone missing.
And she looks over to Never and says something in Shoshone, and he says something back to her. And, she starts wailing. It too, and I, and Never. And she kind of falls to her knees, and the male who was kind of looking around, you recognize him, Sheriff Marsden. His name is Anapi. And he's a pretty well known tracker and guide in the area.
Anopi, could we enlist your aid?
Who would be speaking with a Puerto Rican accent if he was a player character? Or sorry, with a Costa Rican accent.
Oh. Yes,
sorry,
you would.
Sorry, Randall, we killed your character.
Enough, Pete. Can we enlist your aid?
She appears to have been taken by the spirits, perhaps by a rook.
What now?
A rook?
What?
You're thinking a bird swooped down and grabbed this girl?
He looks. Inoppi looks at Mr. Wilson and says, "Well, it's clear as day. Yes, you certainly, certainly, you saw this too." And he kind of points to the ground, and as he's pointing it out, you can see. Well, yeah, I see that too. And he kind of points out. You can see what to those who have some tracking ability and can read such things. The footsteps of a young girl, 10, 12, something like this, that come down the path into the clearing to where the water skin is laying, and then they just end there. How else do you read?
Yeah, I've been looking around to try and find other tracks of who picked her up and carried her off.
And then up he kind of gets down, and he's looking, I don't see other tracks. She must have been carried off by a rock.
What's a rock?
Bird spirit.
Kind of a, thunderbird kind of idea.
I don't like this. I'm going to need more pay to continue on this, at least another nickel.
There hasn't been a rock in these mountains for at least two or three generations, but perhaps they are back.
Why would they take it?
The ways of the spirits are mysterious, my friend.
Well, if they're mysterious, maybe we don't want to interfere. Maybe it's something... It needs to be worked out between you and the rocks. Is that what you're saying?
I don't believe that there will be any recovery for... I forgot her name.
We have to try.
For Portitu. Unless the spirits decide to bring her back, I don't see how we can find her.
That's a real shame now. Well, Sheriff, looks like the work's done here.
We have to try. I don't believe in this.
What are you talking about? We just tried here. You just told us it's just about done. Unless the spirits contact him, it's over. I'm persuaded, aren't you? Oh, don't give me that look now.
So, Anathi, you think you don't think there's no chance we could follow where this would have been, this girl would have been taken?
I know that Mr. Wilson is a great tracker, but I don't believe even he can follow a bird as it flies through the sky.
And now I'm standing near the Indian guy and I'm nodding. See? I'm persuaded. Aren't you?
Would all three of you make listen rolls, please?
63.
Nope. I'm too busy listening to myself talk, so I don't hear it.
Success.
Passed.
You can hear somebody on a horse riding... towards the clearing at what sounds like a fairly high speed.
Look up, look around.
And a moment later, a horse bursts into the clearing. Riding the horse is a man named Mr. that you recognize. He's Mr. Frank Ramond. He's a farmer in the area. His farm is just a ways outside of town, kind of on the opposite side of town from where you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
And he rides up, Sheriff, I'm glad I fit. Come quick, my little girl, she's gone.
Oh, this is sounding familiar.
Oh my God, not a good day at all. What's happened, Frank?
Well, Molly, she...
As I'm heading back towards the horse.
Molly, she went out to the well this morning, and there was a scream, and then she was just gone. Someone's taken her, Sheriff.
Wilson, Mosley, you coming?
Yeah.
Where are we? Back to town?
To the farmer's place.
Oh. Yeah. You are paying me an extra nickel, I guess so.
We head to the farmer's house.
The Shoshone just kind of watch you and say, where are you guys going? What the?
I'll be back.
Yeah, I tell the others that, looks like another girl's gone. We're... we need to figure out what it is that's happening here to stop this from happening. So,
Inoppi kind of gathers the woman and kind of kicks Never back up towards the village. And you need us; we will be waiting. But
Inoppi, quick question. Before we leave, quick question: if for some reason this rock thing is this bird spirit thing is taking girls. Why?
The ways of the spirits are mysterious, my friend. Who can say? Who can say why
a spirit bird might need a young girl?
Or two.
Or two. Or two. Well, I'm afraid that's not for me to say. Perhaps I can consult with some of the elders of my tribe, and we will discuss it.
Whisper to the sheriff.
Please do.
But you have to, like, bend down because I'm short. So I whisper and say, virgins. There's a lot of folklore connected with the power of virgins and their blood. Don't tell them. Don't tell them Indians. We don't want to upset them. They may go on the warpath and scalp us.
Just shake my head. Enough. If you could consult with the elders and get back to me, that would be great.
I will do so, Sheriff. Thank you for coming.
And we will. Sorry.
Thank you for bringing Never back to us and keeping him out of trouble.
Not a problem, and I think he should stay up here for a little while. He caused a bit of a ruckus in town. And I give Anuppi the gun that Never had.
Okay, fair enough.
And we follow Farmer Raymond to his place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And while writing, keeping a good eye on the skies to see if there's any weird, just to see if I can spot any birds.
Okay. It takes you guys about an hour to get there. You kind of have to ride back towards town, and then you kind of turn up into the mountains a little bit towards a smaller valley, up above this one a little ways. And you arrive at the Ramond homestead. It's a small farm. It's Mr. Ramond, it's his wife, a teenage son who's 15, 16, something like that, and their daughter Molly, who is 13, and who is apparently the one that's missing. She went out just before dawn to the well, and he's kind of pointing, and you can see from, the homestead, then there's kind of a clearing around the homestead, and then a well, about 30 mm-hmm. feet away from the house.
Okay, we'll head over to the well.
Yeah, I'm looking for any similarities at all on the ground, any blood traces, anything like that.
He kind of...
Is there a bucket laying around, or...?
Well, Mr. Ramond comes to... kind of points to a spot about two-thirds of the way between the house and the well, and he says, I found her bucket was lying here. You can see he's obviously, apparent, if it was lying there, he's picked it up and moved it because it's sitting next to the well now. But
yeah.
You can make track
go over and start examining the...
You can make track roll and spot hidden rolls.
Okay.
Spot hidden roll?
Nope. Not even close.
What's 7 makes my spot hidden roll.
My track with a 6.
Oh, very nice, Mr. Mr. Wilson.
I got my spot hidden. I found my track.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the opposite.
Okay, so Mr. Wilson, you find the tracks of a young girl, perhaps in her early teens, perhaps she might have been, like a 13-year-old girl, barefoot, leading from the house to generally the spot where Mr. Ramond pointed to where he saw the bucket. In the, the tracks very clearly lead out. She was walking, and then they just come to an end. And Sheriff Marsden, as Mr. Wilson points this out to you, and you're kind of looking around the area, you see a few small blood spots in the dirt that are drying, but, they clearly haven't been there too long. You could believe that they were left there this, early this morning, just before dawn.
Again, same pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Told you, but you weren't listening to me.
Mr. Ramon. Could a bear have gotten her?
No, the bear would have left tracks.
Maybe some wolves?
Again, no tracks, and wolves wouldn't come this close to your to your hut. It's your house. It's not such a lean season.
And generally, you certainly know that to be true. There certainly are, you know, bears and wolves in the region, and they do occasionally attack people. But yeah, not this close to. It would be incredibly, you know, wildly strange for one to attack someone this close to a habitation.
Yeah, from what I know personally about wolves, midwinter, they'd have to be absolutely starving to get really, really close to a house to attack something.
And generally, when you've seen, you know, a bear or a pack of wolves take someone, they leave more of a mess too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't. They usually eat on the spot, not take them. Eat and run.
Yeah. And besides that, I mean, it'd leave a hell of a trail with wolves trying to pull away somebody as big as a teenage girl.
I start looking up in the sky. Can I see anything? I'll start scanning the sky, just on the off chance.
Sorry, I had myself on mute. You see a big round yellow disc shining down, providing light and heat. A vast expanse of... A beautiful cerulean blue sky, a few white puffy clouds lazily moving through. It's quite a beautiful Sunday.
I'll start walking around just the area, looking around, poking my nose around things, like a short person can.
Okay.
Really short person.
Mrs. Ramond comes out of the house onto the porch, and she's... You know, obviously crying and distraught, and her son is, you know, trying to console her, but he's obviously pretty upset himself. So what do you think happened, Sheriff? Where should we go look for her?
At this point, I'm not 100% sure. We are doing the best we can. We're looking at the moment. Well, we're just checking out the tracks and seeing what's happened. Strange. It's not an abnormal animal attack. That's all I can say.
There's How close are we to... Go ahead.
There was a second girl taken today as well, with similar circumstances. So...
Maybe there's a rabid bear?
Yeah, I already said there isn't a bear.
I don't believe it would be a bear. Not this style of attack, and the attacks are too far apart for a bear to be able to do them both.
Maybe there's two rabid bears.
Leave it to us. We will work it out.
You don't think one of them miners took her, do you? Maybe that's it. Maybe they took her for them. Oh my God, I don't even like to think about it. Oh, if they took her, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them, Sheriff.
No, I do not believe one of the miners took them.
Hang on just a second, guys.
Sounds like the sheriff's got it all figured out.
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Okay, so now that the sheriff's got it all figured out.
Oh, you're damn it. Oh, you're hosed now, Gary.
Yes, I had to take the sheriff.
So he tried to say it was like maybe it was a rabid bear and I shot it down, and then you get to say something nice.
I don't think it was a rabid bear. I don't know what sort of animal would do this. We are speaking with the Indians. They may have some more Indian information about what could have attacked.
It was, well... If it wasn't a bear, then it had to have been them miners. I don't trust them boys. I shudder to think of what they're doing to her right now.
It's not one of the miners.
I bet it was. I bet it was. I don't trust them boys.
How about this? We will go and talk with the miners, okay? And check them out and make sure that she's not up there.
He kind of looks at you with, he certainly trusts you. You know, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of bad blood between the, just generally between the farmers and the miners in the community. There's, you know, they're kind of working at cross purposes. They don't they don't generally get along well. They don't really trust each other that much.
Yep. I can understand that. We'll go and check them out and make sure that the miners are not involved in what's happened.
Well, if you say so, Sheriff, I'll trust you. But if my little girl's up there with some of them, oh, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him, Sheriff.
I'll be happy to help you, Ayad.
Whoever, if it ends up being one of the miners, then they will be strung up by the law. Trust me, they will be strung up for all to see.
I like stringing them up, or at least watching.
Okay. Now, let's get up there and see what we can find out from mine camp. There's definitely something weird going on.
Okay, I think next stop it will be the mining camp.
Okay.
And on the way there, I'll ask you, so Sheriff, what do you think's going on here?
To be honest, I have no clue.
Well, something's taking these young girls away. Is that engine spirit thing?
Why would it just suddenly have just started now? It's not something I believe in them, though. It's their culture and their belief.
Well, what do you think? Well, things have to start sometime. Could be now. Bet you didn't think of that, huh?
True, I didn't. Well, let's go and speak with these miners.
Could be a hoax, so be ready.
A hoax?
Someone playing a joke on us, trying to get me steamed.
Somebody's got a hot air balloon.
Trying to get me steamed, make me draw, just like last week.
Well, as we're going to the miners, we'll be going up high, so we can get a good vantage point to see whether we can, see anything higher in the sky, though at this point I don't think there's anything visible. And on the way through, we'll stop off at the township and stop off at the office just in case anybody else has tried to find me before we go up to the mining camp.
Okay. As you get back into town, it's business as usual, right? It's kind of, it's early in the afternoon now. people are up moving about doing their usual thing that they would be on a Sunday. As you stop by the sheriff's office, you do have a secretary, a woman who comes in, to help with the paperwork and tidy up and that sort of thing. And she tells you that, as far as she knows, no one has come by looking for the sheriff.
Well, let them know that I'll be heading up to the, I'm off to speak with the miners. So maybe a little while.
Okay.
And then head off.
Okay. So when you say to the miner, you mean up to the big mine, to Big Peak Mine.
Big Peak Mine, yeah.
Which, just to be clear, is not the only mine in the area. It's just the largest. Right? Yeah. So there's a number of smaller mines. There's a number of small claims. There's just one or two crazy guys up in the mountains working, and some kind of middling mines where some kind of middle sized mines where there's three, four, five guys working it. But Big Peak is the only kind of really large industrialized, if you will.
That would be the best one to in first point to speak to. And they would have, most of their miners would be together in a, they would live together in a communal area, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would.
So, yeah, I'd go to Big Peak Mine first of all.
Okay. I presume Mr. Wilson and Mr. Mosley, the two of you are still keeping along with the sheriff?
Yeah.
Reluctantly, but yes.
He's currently getting paid.
You got to earn that nickel, man.
He's not paying me that much for what's going to happen. But, best gig in town. Got to take it.
Okay.
Hey, look, he'll keep you in a whore's bed for another night.
That's gonna up your negotiating power. That's a bargaining chip there. Got to use that wisely, though. Don't just give it up. Got to string Curly along.
So from the town, it takes you about another 2 hours ride to get up to Big Peak Mine. So it's mid-afternoon by the time you get there. And as you ride into camp, you can see, you know, it is a Sunday, so they're not working. There are a number of, tents and small huts kind of scattered around scattered outside the primary mine shaft. So there's the mine shaft in the side of the mountain, and then there's, all the kind of mining equipment around that, and then kind of surrounding that are, all the little tents and huts and a couple outbuildings. And, there's probably two or three dozen guys kind of walking around, sitting at tables, playing cards, talking to each other. It's kind of relaxing on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay, well, as I'm writing up, I'll call out to one of the guys and say, "Where's the foreman?" I forgot to write down his name. Sorry.
That would be James Monroe.
James Monroe.
Yes. Foreman's last time I saw him, he was in the office there. And he points to kind of one of the larger outbuildings.
Thank you. Head towards the building.
Okay. As you get close, the door opens and Mr. Monroe steps out and, "Sheriff, good to see you again. What can I do for you? What brings you up this way?"
"Mr. Monroe, we seem to have an issue."
"I hope those Chinese haven't arrived yet, have they? They shouldn't be here till tomorrow."
"No, the Chinese haven't arrived. May we talk inside?"
"Oh, certainly, certainly. Come inside, Sheriff. Mr. Wilson, isn't it? And the small fellow, Mosley, yes, Mr. Mosley."
"Small fellow, you better watch your mouth."
"Yeah. Yes."
"Come in." "I'm a dangerous man," I'm muttering under my breath.
Come inside. "Can I get you gentlemen something?"
"Something cool would be mighty nice. Pretty warm day for a ride."
I'll just have coffee. I need all the coffee I can get."
"Well, that's good, because that's what we have. Clara, would you get the gentleman some coffee?" A woman in her early 20s kind of comes out from one of the rooms. Certainly, sir. Just a moment." She goes back in, and you can hear kind of cups clinking around. "Please, gentlemen, have a seat. What can I do for you?"
"Well, this morning, one of your miners was seen down by the Indian camp, where a girl, a 13-year-old girl, has gone missing."
"An Indian girl has gone missing?"
"Yes. Unfortunately, also another girl, similar circumstances across the town from a farmer, similar age, has also gone missing."
"Well, it's... I mean, these things happen, Bears up in these mountains, they as well as I do, they wouldn't be the first children who've been out walking in the woods." "And
no, neither of them were walking in the woods. They were in places where we looked at the tracks. Ain't no bears around there. No bear tracks, no wolf tracks, no animal tracks whatsoever. And there was just a few drops of blood. It wasn't, whatever it was, it wasn't an animal that took him."
"Well, that sounds mighty strange, but I don't see what that has to do with me and my boys."
"Well, at this point, the only one lead was there was one of your boys was seen near the engine camp when one of the girls went missing. So I don't think he particularly was involved in it. But I was wondering whether he may have seen something that had gone that had happened."
"Oh, well, I suppose it'd be okay if you want to talk to him. Do you know who it was? We can go get him for you."
"I don't think we got a name, did we?"
"No, I don't think he did."
"No, but he's got a nice bruise on his ear. I gave him a good twist. Just like my cattle when I had cattle."
"So you're looking for one of my boys who might have a tiny bruise on his ear?"
He might not have it. He has it for sure. I know when I mock my victims."
"Well, I suppose I... Clara, would you come out here for a second? Yes, Mr. Monroe. Can you go around and see if any of the boys... Ask around, see if any of the boys were near the Indian camp this morning. And if so, have them come up here, will you? Certainly, Mr. Monroe. Just a moment.
Or if they saw anything strange out of the... Anything strange that could point us in the right direction. Because at the moment, this is a very puzzling... And we wish to get these kids back.
So she kind of bustles. She kind of, you know, hurries out. Well, if I'm sure if there's someone who saw anything, they'll speak up. You know, we want to be good citizens. You know, especially if some white girl's gone missing, we certainly don't want that. You know, anything we can do to help.
I nod
to that.
I thank you. I mean, it definitely go well with the community spirit and the farmers, you know, the miners helping the farmers with finding one of their girls.
Well, and I know there's been some bad blood with some of the local farmers recently, but certainly I don't think any of my boys would go so far as to take one of their women. I mean, we pay pretty well. You know, there's plenty of women in town and no need to take one like that. So.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. And I don't believe that any of those guys would be doing it. And I hope that we get down to the bottom of what actually has happened. And we get to the bottom of that soon. Now, I take it this will take a while for your people to go through your miners.
Yeah, you know. Clara should be back in 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll kick back and enjoy the coffee.
I try to put my feet up against the desk, but I'm too short, so my legs keep, like, missing. And I try for a bit, and then I give up after a couple of attempts and just mumble and go back to my coffee.
I lean back and put my feet up.
I resentfully look at the sheriff, mumble under my breath some more, push my hat down a little.
So you all just kind of sit there staring at each other for a little while.
Yeah. At this point,
is the foreman waiting with us?
Yes.
Did he leave?
Nope, he's there with you.
So how's the mining going there, Mr. Foreman?
Well, like I told the sheriff this morning, we got a big seam we're about to open up. Things are looking up, you know, even better than they were before. We've been pulling a lot of gold out of the hills.
That's good.
Oh, where's this new seam you're opening up?
Oh, it's down on the third level. It's pretty deep, but looks to be a pretty big one.
Oh, it'd be fairly dangerous work down there.
Well, you know, that's why we're bringing in the Chinese.
I nod to that and say, that's a good idea. Racist that curly is.
Yeah, you know, tight quarters down there. Need some smaller people, and Chinese are pretty good workers once you get them to it. So,
kind of looking at the foreman, see if he's going to make a short person joke. Just waiting.
He's just staring back at you.
Just looking at him. Don't even.
Oh, look at Curly guy. Curly, maybe you could get yourself some work.
Say, well, Sheriff, remember how you were paying me two nickels, it just went up to three. So keep the jokes coming if you want. Price keeps going up. I want that really tall redhead, whatever her name is, included, like last time.
So after about 15 minutes have passed, various short jokes have been made. And
at the expense of Curly's shattered self-esteem.
Possibly some other, you know, minor conversation. Clara comes back in, and following her is another gentleman who you recognize from this morning as being the fellow that never chased into town. And he comes into the room and, yes, sir, Mr. Monroe, what can I do for you? And Mr. Monroe just kind of looks at the sheriff.
I look up. It's good to see you again.
Is it the one who I pulled down?
Yes.
How are you doing there?
He just kind of glares at you.
I give a look to the foreman, like, see, you don't want to be making short jokes.
What's this all about, Mr. Monroe? Is this about that crazy engine from this morning?
It is. We've got a few questions for you. If you could take a seat for a minute. Frank Vade. Can you tell me exactly what happened this morning, what you were doing this morning?
I was walking through the woods, and a crazy engine came on me, and... shot at me with his gun, lit out for town.
Can I do a psychology on him to see if I get a feeling that he's not telling us everything or maybe even lying?
You are more than welcome to, sir.
Didn't make it. Okay. I just look at him and go, I don't think you're being entirely honest with us just because I don't like him.
He just looks at you. Listen, Shorty. That's what happened. I say that's what happened. That's what happened. That engine was crazy. He was going to kill me.
Nah, he wasn't going to kill you at all.
You seem all right to me, or maybe you're really good at dodging bullets, less than you are at dodging my fists here and getting your ears twisted, but I don't want to go off
back. The only way Neville was going to hit you was if that bullet had ricocheted off some rock somehow.
Mr. Monroe, do I really have to stand here and listen to this? Crazy engine chased me into town.
What did you see about the girl?
What girl? I didn't see no girl.
I'm going to make a psychology check.
Go right ahead.
30. That's half my skill.
Yes, he is clearly lying to you.
See, Curly knew it.
Now he is sitting down, isn't he?
No, he did not sit down. He's still standing.
Oh, I will stand up, look up in front of him, and grab him by the scruff of his neck and shove him down in a chair.
Hey now, come on, Sheriff, I didn't do nothing. What are you doing?
Tell me the truth. I don't mind a man who will talk to me truth and honestly. You are lying. Tell me the truth. What did you see? What did you hear?
Twist his ears, Sheriff, like a dog if he doesn't talk.
I didn't see nothing. I didn't hear nothing. I didn't see no little girl. I didn't hear no little girl. And that's all I have to say about it.
You are lying. Mr. Murray, do you mind if I take this gentleman back to my cells so I can have a bit more of a discussion with him?
Mr. Monroe pauses for a second. Would the three of you make a spot hidden roll, please?
Oh.
56.
Almost an impale, but just made.
I made it.
And fail.
Sorry, who was that passed?
I did.
Sheriff and the short guy. Okay.
Both of you see Mr. Monroe just kind of, he catches the eyes of the miner, and he just gives just the briefest little hair of a nod. And then he looks back at the sheriff and goes, certainly, Sheriff, that'd be just fine. I hope you get to the bottom of this.
Oh, we will, I answer for the sheriff. We will.
I hope you don't plan to keep my fellow here too long.
I'll keep him as long as it's necessary for him to answer my question. As soon as he's willing to answer it freely and honestly, then he'll be more than willing. He's more than free to go.
Well, I feel I should, again, just as a professional courtesy, if you will, Sheriff, I feel I should let you know that, you know, if you keep him too long, we're going to have to send our lawyer over to have a talk with you.
No,
I believe
I understand.
You can't just hold a man indefinitely.
I believe that's true. I'll keep him as long as I can, as long as necessary.
Well, let me say that I hope to see him back to work here in the morning. But otherwise, I don't see any reason why I should be interfering with the law. So,
oh, we'll get our answer by morning, I'm sure. I can be most persuasive.
Okay. We take him out to the horse.
Okay. He goes with you, willingly. He's not fighting or struggling or trying to run away or anything like that.
Yeah, I'll give some distance behind him so that if he does take off, I can shoot him in the back or something. But, that's just early.
Yeah. And, I'll pull him up onto my horse and we'll ride back into town.
Okay. So by the time you guys get back into town, it is, getting on early evening. The lights are starting to come on and, music coming from the saloons, that sort of thing. The evening activities are starting to fire up a little bit.
I whisper to the sheriff. Say, you need me to horsewhip him if he's not talking. You just let me know. Give him like a wink. Like, that'll take care of everything.
Did you guys see the... I'll shove him in the cells. I'll motion for you both to stay around. I'll shove him in the cell for now. And I'll have a talk to Wilson and Mosley outside. Did you see the
get on with it, Sheriff. What do you want?
Did you see the motion between the foreman and the miner?
Of course I saw that. I have the eyes of an eagle. Bet Wilson saw it too, didn't she, Wilson?
Yeah, I was probably checking out something else at the time. I had some, I was examining the maps that I had up on the wall. It's something really weird going on in here.
I think they're in on it. I think it may take some very persuasive methods to get information from this man before the morning comes. What do you think, Sheriff?
Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to talk straight off on his own.
Well, that was quick. All right, I'll go get the horsewhip. I thought you'd hedge and haw for a few hours and talk about.
No, I'm not going to start off with the horsewhip yet. I'm not going to get into the horsewhip yet.
I was hoping to go and get a drink with hedging and hawing and talking about. Oh, we don't want to hurt him.
Look, I've got no issues with hurting him in our little interrogation.
Did you say a little interrogation? Am I supposed to read into that? All right, I'm gonna get me a drink. You know, I'll come back. You need me? I'll be happy to teach him some things I've learned from the engines and other places.
Okay,
but that's gonna be tough. So you do your easy torturing on him, and I'll be back soon.
Okay, Wilson, what do you think?
Yeah, if the foreman is given signals to this guy to go with us, then he's probably aware of something going on.
You're
confident this guy was lying whenever he was telling us that he didn't see anything?
He was definitely lying.
Could be delaying, too. Okay. Keeping us busy with this one while they're doing something else.
As soon as I was talking to him, I could tell he was lying.
I'm wondering if there's something to do with the new lines they've opened up in their mind.
I'm wondering if you're correct.
Maybe they're grabbing girls to keep the new workers happy. I don't know. There's just something weird going on. It's way too much to think of just coincidence of two girls and similar age ranges taken on the same day with the exact same method. That's, yeah, you know, there's just got a bad feeling in my gut about this.
Bad juju.
Yeah, that's what drinking's for. Calms all that negative thoughts we have. Maybe we should get a drink, Wilson. Calm ourselves down while the sheriff works Frank over.
No, I think I'd like you guys around for the...
Oh, well, all right, we'll just have some little alcohol brought over, not enough to get us completely out of control, because I don't know what I'd do to Frank if I got completely out of control. So, I got to control myself.
Okay, let's head back into the sheriff's office.
I'm going to, like, hook my hands at my belt, kind of walk in and try to look really tough, but I'm not pulling it off.
Is the secretary gone home for the day?
She has, yes.
Excellent. Once we're inside, close the door, lock the door, wander over to the cells. Now, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah, your name.
My name's Ed.
Ed, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. My friend here, nod to Mosley, just wants to jump straight to the hard way.
I have my horse whip. I give it a crack.
But I'd rather we just do it the easy way. Tell us what you know.
Don't tell him. I don't tell him. I want to hurt you.
He looks at the sheriff and he looks at Mr. Mosley. I told you what happened. I was walking in the woods and that crazy engine came on. How is this my fault that crazy engine attacked me? Why am I here? He's the one that should be here.
He's a lying sack of shit, Sheriff.
This isn't about the attack. This is about the missing girl.
What missing girl? I don't know nothing about no missing girl.
I definitely still think he's lying, Jim.
Well, you thought so before. Yeah. I would presume.
Yeah.
I would presume you still, you know, unless you have some reason to think otherwise.
No. You do know about the missing girl. You know something. You may not have taken her, but you know something about the missing girl. You may have seen something. I want you to tell me what you saw.
I saw trees and I saw a crazy engine chasing me. That's all I saw.
I go, yeah, thank you for not answering. I smile with my whip.
This is Sheriff, you're a lawman. You can't whip me.
I can't.
But I can, because I'm deputized.
He's starting to look a little nervous.
I was hoping you would say anything and give him any information, because now that we have justification to whip you, it's in the law books, you know. If you'd answered, then, you know, you'd probably be your back would be better. But
we are talking about two 13-year-old girls, one of them who is not, I mean, you're talking a non-Indian girl as well who's been taken in a similar circumstances, which means whatever's doing this isn't just focusing on the Indian, which means that I have to do whatever I can to make sure that we find these girls and return them to their family.
Now look, Sheriff, if there's some girls missing, now that's a sad thing. I don't want to see no little girls get hurt, but I'm telling you, I didn't see nothing. I don't know nothing about no missing girl.
I give him kind of a wink, and I say, you're doing a great job acting like you don't know anything. And I get a bucket of water, and I go, I think I need a little salt here to make it burn hurt more. And I kind of move around behind him, preparing.
Curly's a sick little bastard.
You know, I think I'm going to need to go and have a drink. I'll leave you with my friend here, Curly.
I smile at him and go,
I'll be back in an hour. I'll be back in about 10 minutes, okay?
We're going to be fast friends.
Now, Sheriff, you can't leave me with him. You can't leave me with him.
I get up and just slowly stretch and work my muscles and go, then all you have to do is tell me the truth.
No. Don't tell him the truth. He's not going to believe you anyway. Don't tell him anything. Just let's talk, you and me. I'll believe what you tell me after I've whipped you 100 times.
I don't know nothing. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know nothing.
I've had a lot of practice whipping people who didn't know nothing. And suddenly they knew something.
He looks at both of you. What do you want me to say? Tell me what you want me to say and I'll say it. I don't know nothing.
You better tell the truth or something close to it.
I am telling the truth.
I saw the look you gave the foreman just before we took you. You know what's going on there. You probably stalling us.
He just looks at you.
You're just lucky the sheriff isn't as sharp as me, or he'd probably shoot you dead. Is the sheriff still here, or did he walk out?
I'm still there at this point.
Okay. Then that's like a jab for all the short jokes you made. So, you know, you may be getting a lot of gold from that line, but if you don't have any legs or arms, it's not going to do you much good.
Well, I'll just leave you with my friend.
Yeah.
I'll join you,
Sheriff. You think they're still serving dinner?
I think they're still serving dinner.
Yeah, let's get something to eat.
Yeah, we'll head out the door and start walking across to the pub. Come and get us if you learn anything, Curly. We'll be back in a little bit.
Oh, I think it's going to take a long time. he seems like someone
who
breaks so easily.
Bring you something to eat in a little bit.
Okay. I'm cracking the whip.
Sheriff, you can't do this, Sheriff. You can't do this. You're a man of the law.
And there's girls missing. Tell us the truth.
I am telling you the truth, Sheriff. I don't know nothing.
Now, we all knew you saw the girl when you were there. You stop acting like you didn't see no girl. You saw the girl there. You just saw something you don't want us to know about.
He kind of sighs and his shoulders slump. I didn't see no girl.
Oh, well, maybe you saw something else, but yeah, better start talking.
Yeah.
What, there's a lot of salt on this whip.
He just kind of looks around at you. I told you all I know. I told you all I know.
Oh, what about that look you gave the foreman, There's something going on there. Got yourself another load of gold, maybe?
I don't know what you're talking about. You're all crazy.
I already knew I'm crazy, but thanks for clearing that up.
He stands up. He kind of looks over. He looks at you guys, and he walks to the. He just kind of walks to the window and puts his hands on the bars and just kind of looks out the window. And then you hear a gunshot, and his head explodes.
I take cover.
And blood and brain and
holy crap,
bones splatters all over the inside of the jail cell, and probably gets a fair amount on Curly, who would have been the closest to him. But.
I grab for my rifle and head for the door.
And his body slumps to the floor.
I don't like it. I gotta take cover.
I grab my rifle. And
I mean, that's
for
my
the
first
door.
Reaction when it goes off.
Okay, sheriff is gunning for running for the door. Okay,
grab and make sure I got my rifle first. And running for the door to sidle around to the side so I can basically try to see where the gun maybe spot where it came from.
As you come outside, you can see a number of people, you know, on the sidewalk and in the street are kind of looking around. Was that a gunshot? What happened? They see you. Sheriff, was that a gunshot? What's going on?
Indeed it was.
Yeah, I'm going to grab my rifle.
I moved
and,
to down the side.
Coach gun off the saddle, my horse. And
okay.
Yeah.
It is dark outside. The sun has just recently gone down. The street is well lit. There's lots of, lanterns hanging outside as well as inside windows and so forth.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep myself close to the wall of the sheriff's office. Basically see if I can spot where it may have come from the side wall, looking basically back towards, the wall of the where the window faces out from. Mm-hmm. I want to be along the side of that, looking past.
Okay. Well, from the wall where the window into the jail cell was, there's a kind of an alleyway. Not as wide as the main street, but wide enough for a couple horses to go past. And then there's another building. Without any windows in it, just a plain wall. And you don't see anyone in the alley.
Okay, so rooftop?
Looking up, you don't see anyone on the roof.
Yep.
I'm going to check the corpse in the cell.
Yeah, in theory, if there was someone on the roof, they could have shot. Someone on the roof could have shot down into that window. But looking up from where you are, you don't see anyone on the roof.
I'm going to go up and see if there's anybody still up there. They probably would have bolted, the moment the... moment after the shot was fired, but I'm going to go up and take a look.
As you enter that building next door, which happens to be the doctor's office, the doctor, whose name I don't know, but if he were a player character, he would be speaking in a British accent. and hopefully will be next week, but... he looks up at you. Mr. Wilson, isn't it? Was that a gunshot I heard?
Yeah, and it might have come from the roof of this building. So if you would permit me, I need to go up and take a look.
Yeah, you can get out on the roof through right through there. There's a ladder that leads up. I didn't see anyone coming. No one else is no one other than Mr. Fenner here has been, and he kind of indicates an older gentleman who's lying on a cot, kind of moaning, and he looks sick. And no one other than the two of us have been through here.
Okay, well,
we're the only ones here, as far as I know.
Let me just make sure, because even if not else, that vantage point might help me to see where he might have been.
Oh, you can go right ahead.
I'm heading right up the ladder.
Okay. And you pop out onto the roof.
I've got my my coach gun out, which is a super short, double-barreled 10-gauge.
Fair enough. You come out onto the roof, and it's empty. You don't see anything.
Okay, well, I'm going to look around and other buildings and just the area, see if I can spot anybody with a rifle or anything like that. Just kind of Look around.
Spot hidden roll, sir.
Okay. 95. Not so much.
You don't see anyone. But it is dark, you know, your eyes are...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been in and out of doors. And
Your night vision might be a little, might be a little off here.
Yeah, maybe you're thinking of what you're going to cook for us later today, so... Because you're a good chef.
Speaking of which, by the way, sand rolls for seeing the guy's head explode. Sorry.
Oh,
that's easy.
Missed it. Guess Curly isn't as tough as he says.
That's it.
I rolled a 0.5. Whoa.
And I failed as well, so.
Okay, so that's 1 point for failure.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry. That's 1 point for success and a D3 for failing, for those of you who failed.
So that's absolute minimum that I can make.
Yep.
And I rolled a 1, so.
Curly took a 2-point hit.
So no big deal then.
Yeah, he's already a little insane anyway, so, you know. I nailed it when he called him insane.
So, you don't see anyone either on this roof or anywhere else that could have shot down into that window, Mr. Wilson.
I'm checking the corpse, kind of crawling in and staying away from the window if it matters, but I'm presuming I probably don't find anything. But...
It looks like a fellow who's been shot in the head.
Yeah. I check his belongings and everything, but other than that, I presume there's nothing.
You presume correctly. There's nothing of interest.
Just wanted to do it, so you didn't say later, I can't believe none of you to check the corpse.
He had a diary in his pocket. And
explained the whole plot. Yes.
Yeah. Nope. A little note that said, go here.
All right. Is Sheriff, down on the street looking around? Or?
Yeah, I'm down on the street looking around.
Okay. I'm just going to shout down to you that, it's clear up here and I don't see anybody in the area.
Can I see
with
anybody
a rifle?
Who seems to be running or moving quickly from on the street?
No, pretty much everyone, there's people have kind of returned about their business. There's no one. As you first came out, people were kind of looking around, was that a gunshot? What's going on? Since nothing else has happened, people are just kind of going about their business.
Damn.
You don't see anyone who's, running away or, anything like that.
Think that was planned, Sheriff? Maybe that's why I went out to the window and kind of knew his time was up.
I don't think he knew, but I think they wanted to make sure he didn't talk. And whatever he knew, they wanted to make sure he didn't spill the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's a lot more in this than what we think.
I already knew that. That's why he may be deputy, among other reasons.
So as you guys are standing around outside the sheriff's office chatting about this, a young girl comes up and looks up at Sheriff Marston. Hi, Daddy! Mommy wants to know when you're going to be coming home for dinner.
That would be my daughter, Judy. I'll be home very soon. Tell Mum I'll be there shortly.
Okay, I'll tell her, Daddy. She gives you a hug, big smile, runs down the street.
Sheriff, make sure she doesn't go out to a well or something early in the morning.
Indeed, I'll make sure that Mum keeps a close watch on her. And
just as you say that,
yeah, she's hosed one way or another. Later. That's okay. Keep hoping.
I have a rifle on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help.
Just as you say, so she's, she kind of runs off down the street towards your house. She's, about, a block away, and you see a long, kind of a thick, black, ropey, tentacle-looking something come dropping out of the sky, wraps itself around her, and yanks her up into the sky, and she she screams, and her scream is very quickly cut short, and she disappears into the air.
Okay.
Sand checks.
That'll be sand checks. Yes.
I figured.
75. That would be a foul. By one.
Hey, I made it.
75-10.
I made it. Curly doesn't really care about your daughter, apparently.
Yeah, I barely passed.
Hey,
yeah, for the pass, that'll be a D2. For the failure, that'll be a D4.
Hmm. That'll be 2.
Yeah, I would think seeing your daughter specifically abducted like that should be an auto fail.
Yeah. Well, I'll run in the direction going, what the? First thing I'll do is I'll run towards the horses.
Okay.
What the hell was that? And then basically leap on, climb onto the horse and try to see if I can follow it. Whatever this thing was. Can I still see it?
Would the three of you make spot hidden rolls?
Yeah.
56 success.
Nope, missed it by a few.
Okay.
Nope.
So, Sheriff, you can, as you're looking up in the sky, you can see a black shape. You can't really, it's kind of a black shape against the dark night sky. You can kind of tell that there's something there because, a star will wink out like something has moved in front of it and then, reappear as, something has moved past it. But you can tell that there's something there, but you can't really, you can't see, certainly what it is or what shape it is. Or you can just tell that there's something there and it's moving off.
Well, say that way. It's going that way.
Is that pointed in the direction of the mountains or where's that?
Yes, it's headed off towards the end of the mountain.
Okay. Well, we're going full bore.
Well, as quickly as we can on this terrain.
You are able to, kind of follow it for a minute or two out of town, but then it just kind of, disappears into the blackness of the night. You really have no idea where it is
going. I look at the sheriff and say, well, what now, sheriff?
The sheriff is swearing lots and lots and lots.
Yeah, I've got an idea. Maybe we should go visit that foreman. He seems to know some things. You can always smack
him. Also, it turns out that the Indians had a pretty good hunch, too.
Let's speak to the Indians. Maybe we can speak to the elders. An elder.
Oh,
that, the hell that was, that might be what they were calling a rock, and
fine. We'll do it the peaceful way. All right.
Trust me. If that foreman's in league with that thing and they've got the kids, then it will not be peaceful.
I think he is. I think something's going on, or he wants a gold or something.
There is definitely something going on. I think we need to speak with the...
Plus, I haven't forgotten the short comments he made towards me, so I got a bullet ready for him. I don't forget those things. I remember every single one.
So you guys are going to try to make your way back up to the Indian village? Is that what I...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
On that note, I think that will be a good place to call it for today.
Okay. Oh, you meanie. How dare you? I actually create a family for this guy.
Yep. That's why every role-playing game character is an orphan with no attachments in any way, shape, or form.
Doesn't matter, though. Jim can just go, oh, your long-lost cousin shows up.
Yeah. Super.
Oh, he's taken away.
No, I was going to give you a family regardless, but when you volunteered a family, that just boom, perfect. That works out.
A sheriff of a town. He had to have a family.
Of course. Worked out, and it worked out really well all the way around.
Yeah, and you really didn't want Curly to have a family
for the girl,
did you?
It hasn't worked out so well for her.
Yeah.
Little did she know that she was cursed from birth.
Yeah, they might be dead, but these things happen.
I'm sorry, but Curly's just sick.
Yeah.
Hey, he didn't do anything per se. He just threatened to do it. Maybe he's a really good bluffer. Did you ever consider that?
It's true. We never got a chance to find out.
You gotta have a deputy to do the dirty work, Sheriff. Get things done.
Exactly. Exactly.
That way you look clean when you run for office, later.
Yes.
Oh, Well, you can remove.
I'm just wondering if Curly eventually moves to London and lives in Whitechapel.
You never know. maybe he teaches somebody who goes to Whitechapel. You never know.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, good stuff, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, nice. Definitely.
Yeah.
Good start.
Yeah, definitely good start.
Hopefully we get the good doctor to join us.
Is that Jonathan's
yeah.
character?
Yeah.
Okay. The one with the cocaine addiction?
Yep.
So this one coming, this episode getting aired, would it be, what episode will it be? Would it be the 99th episode or?
This one that we're talking on right now?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. 99.
Wow. Close to the 100th.
Yeah. Yep. Next week is 100.
Oh,
wow. Unfortunately, guess what? Oh, damn it. I have to try to make it. I'll definitely try to make it. We've got a few things on the Monday, so. But I'll definitely will try to make it because it's quite a lot of pivotal things with my character.
you're the sheriff.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't, the sheriff will, you know, spend the episode sobbing in a corner over the loss of his daughter.
An extended disorder.
Yeah.
He just has a mental breakdown. And Curly slaps him around, telling him to snap out of it. Air with no compassion whatsoever.
Exactly. Well, good stuff, guys. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you next week.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.